Hello and welcome to another episode of the Extraordinary Moms Podcast. I'm Jessica Dahlquist, your host, and I'm just so glad you're with us for another Friday Favorites episode. This is Volume 10, and I have three great favorite things to share with you today, just things that I'm loving, and they're all three different. It's not two recipes and something else, I promise. In fact, you don't even have to cook this time. But I hope you're all having a great week, and let's just go ahead and get started. As always, links to all of these resources are going to be on my website, extraordinarymomspodcast.com, and you can always keep up to date with me on Instagram at jessicadahlquist3, and if you haven't already done so, make sure you head over to iTunes and click subscribe on the Extraordinary Moms Podcast, because every time you do, you make sure to never miss an episode. And if you're just now joining us, make sure you go back and download the previous episodes if they're of interest to you, because just because you subscribe, it will bring up new episodes, not the old ones. So if today's your first episode, welcome to the show. But if any of the past episode titles pique your interest, definitely head on over and download. We have some great range of topics. I loved our book club episode on the five love languages of children. We have an episode on infertility, on autism, on loss, on dealing with health struggles, both for your children and of a spouse. So we just have quite the breadth of topics and journeys that are shared on the Extraordinary Moms Podcast. So I really hope that you find the episodes that resonate with you, and that you really enjoy them and learn some great lessons along the way. All right, so without further ado, Friday favorites. Okay, so I didn't used to do my nails. I always have my toenails painted, but I was not really a fingernail painted person. Even when I went to go to get a pedicure, I would never get a manicure as well, because I always figured within 2 seconds it would get chipped. And that was always so irritating, to spend that amount of money and then have it be chipped in no time. So annoying. But I started doing my own nails, and I keep my nails super short, and I found like a top coat that I really like. I like the SE top coat, and I like the shellac look, and I like the shellac longevity of those kind of manicures, but I don't like how it ruins your nails. So I don't even know what this gel top coat's called, but it has a green lid and kind of like a fuzzy, what's that called? When you can't, it's not like clear and you can't see straight through it. It's kind of like foggy. Do you know what I'm saying? Anyways, but it's a gel, so it like looks like it creates this like sheen to it, which is super nice. But what I want to share with you today is, all that to say, I have a new favorite. Usually I use Essie polishes and really, really like them. They're really vibrant and go on smoothly. But since I've gotten better doing my nails, now I find I love bright nails and nearly always have my fingernails painted. That's one of the things that my kids always comment if their teachers ask them, like on Mother's Day, you know, what does your mama like to do? Or what's one thing that's pretty about your mom? They'll say her pink nails. Because I often do have pink nails. So I love like the bubblegum pink color. And even in the winter when it's dreary and snowy outside, I really like to wear this bubblegum pink color, because it just makes me happy. And that's fine with me. So even though I like Essie polishes, this one, I was looking for just the right shade of bubblegum pink, and I found it. And I think I actually found it at like Marshall's or TJ Maxx. You know how sometimes they have random polishes? So I think I found it there. So it was cheap. It was like $4. And it's called Sinful Colors Professional. That's the brand. Feeling devious yet? Sinful Colors Professional. Doesn't that sound legit? And then the color is Pink Forever. And it's just bubblegum pink. I have a picture listed in the show notes. And actually, I put it on 2 weeks ago today, and it has lasted, and only the bottom part of my nails where there's been growth is the only part it's really messed up. But this is like a really solid color and gives you really good coverage. So I like that one. Okay, the second thing I'm loving is I just finished another book called The Fringe Hours. And I heard about this on another podcast, and so I decided to give it a try. It's by Jessica Turner. It's called The Fringe Hours, Making Time for You. And it's not about like cramming more into your life. It's about really looking at your life and figuring out where are those times where you're wasting time, when you're waiting, where you're idle, where you could be getting up a little bit earlier in the morning, or just those pockets of time. It doesn't have to be long pockets, but pockets of time where you could be doing something for you. And the theme of this whole book is self-care, and we have a great episode coming up with Andrea Williams of Tubby Todd Bath Products, and she's going to talk about self-care and taking care of yourself and making that a priority in the next few weeks. We have an episode that's great that's coming out about that. But I'm definitely one of those people that fall into the rut of feeling guilty about doing things for myself. Like if I want to leave the house to go do something for me, I mean, my husband is great. He's so willing to watch the kids and, you know, take some stuff off my plate and whatnot. But for some reason, I just cannot let go of the guilt associated with somebody else taking on what I feel is my responsibility, what I should be doing as a mom. And this book really confronts a lot of those myths that a lot of times moms tell themselves about what our job is and what we should be doing for our family and how we should be serving them 24/7 and whatnot. But the fact is, if you give, and you're tank is just being depleted at the end of every day, and you are never taking any time to kind of, you know, fuel up and fuel yourself and fuel your own soul, you are doing a great disservice to your family. Because if you are a burned out, unhappy version of yourself, there is no way you are ever going to be able to serve your family with joy. So the message is, by taking small pockets of time to pursue your passions and to consciously make time for yourself and to really identify what those passions are. I mean, sometimes if I said to you, okay, you have 3 free hours on a Saturday afternoon, what would you do? Some of you might be stumped by that question. And that's so sad, because you're a mom, it doesn't mean that you don't still have things that you like to do. It doesn't mean that all your hobbies and passions go out the window because you just have to adopt, you know, what everyone else has going on. We're entitled to make that conscious effort to take care of ourselves. And so this book is like one giant permission slip for doing that. And I really like it. And I mean, so much of what she said really resonated with me. I mean, there's a whole chapter on guilt and overcoming guilt. It's also, so it talks about exploring your passions. It talks about finding time, you know, identifying those times where, she gave a great example, if you're at the doctor's office and waiting in the waiting room, you could be sitting there doing nothing. You could be scrolling through your phone. You could be just, I don't know, doing nothing. Or you could have a book in your purse and you could be reading it. If you like to knit or crochet, you could have that accessible to you. So utilizing pockets of time where it would go otherwise wasted on doing a frivolous activity or doing nothing at all, and replacing it with something that brings you a lot of joy. Because when you're doing things that bring you joy, it kind of just permeates the rest of your life and the attitude with which you, you know, serve and interact with those around you. So I think that's really, really powerful. I just love the overall theme of this book. I think you'll really enjoy it. I like to multitask, and that's something that comes naturally to me. But she also mentions, you know, multitasking is so great when two things can get accomplished at the same time and both things are getting done well. The problem with multitasking is when you start to do too many things at one time and then those activities start to suffer in their quality or their purpose. And so you have to be careful with multitasking, but also realize the times where you very well could be multitasking. Especially, this is a thought that came to me. It's especially wise to multitask when you're doing something that's not pleasant to you or that you want to distract yourself from. For example, exercising. Some people want to be very present when they exercise. And that's great, and that's fine. And maybe they want no other distractions. Some people want music, but some people might want to watch TV while they do it in order to distract themselves. But if it's causing you to not work out as hard, maybe that's not the best way to combine your efforts and multitask. If you're outside going for a walk, do you want to just be out in nature and just enjoying the sound of the wind blowing through the trees and the birds and just like taking it all in and kind of meditating? If so, you probably don't want to be multitasking with an audiobook or a podcast. But if your goal is to power walk around the neighborhood and, have the time kind of fly by and feel edified by listening to something, music, podcast, audiobook, whatever, then yeah, then that's a great way to combine those two activities. So really just being conscientious of the areas in your life where you could be better utilizing your time, because there really are pockets of time where you can utilize that amount of space, whether it's 5 minutes or an hour or 3 hours. It doesn't really matter, but even if you picked up a good book for 7 minutes, because that's the amount of time you had, that's an enjoyable 7 minutes for you. So, you don't want to be deterred just because of the length of time you have and the shortness of that duration. You don't want to not do something pleasant and fun and fulfilling for you just because it's a short amount of time. So, I definitely recommend The Fringe Hours by Jessica Turner, and it's the most beautiful cover, and it looks great on your nightstand. So I really enjoyed that. All right, and the last thing I want to tell you about is one of my favorite food things from Trader Joe's. You don't need to cook it, so you can head on over today if you have a Trader Joe's in your area, and you can start enjoying these things right away. These are my favorite, and I hide them from my kids because they just found out they like them, and I'm totally bummed that they found my stash and tried it. Like, these are good, Mom. Like, shoot. Because usually, if there's something really good but new, I'll tell them, oh, you won't like it. It's sour or it's spicy or something, just because I don't want to share it. Isn't that terrible? Does that make me a terrible mom that I don't want to share with my children? Oh, well. Well, if that's the worst I'm doing, it's okay. But so you're wondering, what is this favorite food? Okay, it's the dark chocolate peanut butter cups. Now, you can either buy them in a larger container, but that costs like $5. And even though I'm known to buy several of the smaller packs, which are like a dollar each, and I know that adds up, rationally to me, it makes more sense for me to buy the little plastic baggie filled that you find at the checkout. And there's probably like eight little dark chocolate peanut butter cups in there. They have milk chocolate ones too, but I like dark chocolate. And they are so good. They're so good on their own. But also, I put one time they got a little melty in my car, and so then I put them in the freezer. Oh my goodness. And then I pulled them out later and started eating one. And yes, you have to like be careful not to crack your teeth on them. But when you like suck on them and then break into it, oh, it's so good. So Trader Joe's, and if you don't have one near you, I'm sorry. That's too bad. They have beautiful flowers and dark chocolate peanut butter cups, and you're missing out. But you should definitely give those a try. So one day, when you're pursuing self-care by reading your Fringe Hours book and painting your nails in the pink forever shade in Sinful Colors Professional line of nail polish, and while you're eating your dark chocolate peanut butter cups, you can think of me, and you can listen to the next episode that's coming out of the Extraordinary Moms podcast on Tuesday. We have an awesome episode coming up. My friend Sarah Paxton is going to talk about foster care and her family's experience with taking in two little boys on two different occasions through the foster system. So it's a fascinating conversation, and I cannot wait for you to hear from my friend Sarah on Tuesday. I hope everyone has a great weekend. And oh, guess what? On Monday, for Mom Talk Monday, we're going to do something a little different. I want you to nominate an extraordinary mom. So I'll put out the Instagram video on Monday, but when you see it, I want you to tag a friend that you think is extraordinary and tell me why they're an extraordinary mom. And then on Friday's episode, I'm going to announce the very first podcast extraordinary mom of the month. And we'll do a little feature on that mom, make them feel special, and tell everybody why they're extraordinary. Do you love that? So fun. So get thinking of an extraordinary mom that you know, because I know you know a lot of them, and nominate them on Monday, Mom Talk Monday on Instagram. You have to follow me, Jessica Dahlquist 3. All right? Everyone have a great weekend, and I will see you on Monday. Bye.